One foot already out the door. It's going to be short and sweet. It's Friday, May 28th, the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. That's where you found yourself. Kick things off today by talking Neil Young and how he doesn't belong. The Philly 500's ramping up, going to be starting maybe now by the time you hear this. We discussed the Friends reunion, talked to John Fogerty on his birthday and song stories. A fancy steak restaurant in town is getting a lot of attention for the rather strict policies. And we had two comedians on the show today, Earthquake and Andrew Santino. Here it all is for you, the Daily Podcast.
Neil Young rocking in the free world. If you didn't hear Graham Nash yesterday, we spoke about Neil Young. I got to tell you, I still, even though Graham sort of like, you know, glossed it over a little bit, I never felt like Neil Young belonged to be part of that group. And I'm watching yesterday on YouTube, I was watching the CBS Sunday Morning thing that they did on Deja Vu.
Yeah.
And when they got to David Crosby, and I realized he's the pariah of the group now, right? But he said basically the same thing, that it was like Neil never really joined the band, you know? Like, and Graham was saying that yesterday, where Neil would produce his songs outside and then bring them in, and they would put vocals on them.
Right.
And then he would take them back home and remix them. He was never really part of it, and he's not singing on Our House. He's not singing on Teach Your Children.
He would have hated our show yesterday.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Let's be real.
Hated, you know? He would have. So
well, right. When I think of Neil, I mean, that's really the first song I think of.
Same here.
I think of Neil not even fitting with those three anyway.
As a rocker.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, see, you know, it's funny because when I think of Neil, I think of the original Crazy Horse album.
Okay.
First thing that comes to mind is Cinnamon Girl and Cowgirl in the Sand. Sure. Right? You know, and
I'm
in the mood for Cowgirl.
Cowgirl in the Sand. Yeah,
I really am.
Dig it up.
Even they don't, I don't feel like they're CSN songs, though. I just, for some reason, like, those Neil songs, I almost feel like they still don't fit with Crosby.
They still don't.
Yeah, that's
they
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So anytime for you, too, that you think of Neil, the songs you think of, it still doesn't fit
exactly
with those other three.
I mean, you know, when I hear Helpless as a Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young song, right, only because they're singing background vocals on it. You know, but, you know, he's like, I'm not Ontario. Right?
That might be one of your best impressions, honestly.
Give him time. He'll be Indian in a moment.
Yeah, it's true.
Slowly
but surely, everybody becomes a Hindi. Every impression I do.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Of course, this weekend, as long as we're talking about the weekend, it is the Philly 500 that will start later this afternoon. Matt will do what he does every year, which is the runners up, did not make the cut, you know, 501 through whatever.
Sure.
Right. You know, so we'll probably do the top 10 of those.
That's
and
cool.
then we get into it. And the big question is where does Brandy lie? Does Brandy make the cut?
It's gotta.
It has to.
It does.
I'm confident in the cut. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My question is, will it crack the top 100?
Right. I don't know how high it goes.
Right.
But it'll be there. It has to.
Yeah.
Come on.
No doubt.
It's a top 100.
All right. Right. Yep. Yep.
If it is not, I will not work on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah. I won't.
You know what?
I won't do my show.
I will join that protest.
You will.
Even though we won't know because I have a Saturday morning show.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, and seeing that the both of you are lying humps because I know that you are both off this weekend.
Come on, John.
Hopefully you're doing better with your betting online than you are here in the studio, because no one's taking you up on that one.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
So did you watch the Friends reunion show last night? I mean, I realize it's on like for probably a year, right? But last night was the debut of it. Did you watch it at all?
Nah, I don't know. I feel like I can't really get into it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I feel sad, sort of.
It is
they have to revisit it.
There's a lot of bad things happening in the world today, but few things are as sad as this.
Right. Yeah, that's true. It's true, you know. And it's all, you know, and really when it comes down to it, it's all about Matthew Perry.
You think so?
Yeah. That's why she's saying it's sad.
That's the sad part.
Because everybody else went off and had careers, and Matt went off and had an alcohol and drug problem.
Mm-hmm. Right? You know, he quit Cameo, apparently, because he was slurring on it or something, reading.
Yeah, supposedly, according to him, right, he was slurring on the reunion show, right, and he had oral surgery that morning. Who the hell schedules oral surgery the same day as a show taping? right?
You know? That was his excuse.
Right? You know,
got my tonsils out.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, but you know what? So you know, but well, I can make it feel like a Friends episode
here
in the studio. All right. All you have to do is say something. Somebody puts like something, some sort of answer to that, makes a comment on that, and then you move on. All right. I'll give you an idea. Cindy, what are your plans for this weekend?
To move my daughter out of her house that she's been renting.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Oh, that's a cutscene.
Great scene.
Yeah, yeah, because they always have that piece of music, that transitional piece of music.
Yeah.
Turns anything into a Friends episode. Ken, say something.
I'm getting hammered this weekend.
All right, and what are your responses?
Thank you, Matthew Perry.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Hey, baby, why don't you rip off that funny uniform and start shaking your moneymaker?
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Villanova's College of Professional Studies. Pursue the next you. It's John Fogerty's birthday, and this song is one that he says is the fastest song he ever wrote. As a matter of fact, it's Fortunate Son. And Fortunate Son is actually part of a double A side. It was down on the corner on one side, Fortunate Son on the other side. And basically, you know, John had a lot to say about the Vietnam War, and especially in this song, because he was, you know, ticked about the idea of young men being sent to Vietnam while politicians' sons were able to escape it. And, well, I'll let him explain it.
Probably the quickest song I ever wrote. I had all the chord structure, I had the guitar lick, and I had the title, and pretty much how the melody went, but no real words. And I went into my bedroom and sat on the edge of the bed with a little tablet, and with probably a word changed here and there, you know, cross one out, put one in. I wrote three pages, one verse on each page, exactly the way you hear it on the record, in about 20 minutes, maybe a little less.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He'll be doing four shows at Soul Joel's Comedy Club today and tomorrow at 6 and 9 p.m. Tickets are available through souljoels.com. I'm not even sure how to address this gentleman. Earthquake is our guest. Hey, do I call you Earthquake, Quake, E? What do you prefer?
Any of those. I just hate it when a person called me Earth. That's so corny. What's up, Earth? You won't get your corny self out of here. But anyway, thank y'all for having me on the show. But any of them, Quake is good. EQ is good. But Quake
I like
is good.
I like EQ.
Yeah. Yeah. It works for a radio.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it radio works great for a radio. Hey, let me ask you this. Did you open for Kathleen Madigan at one time?
Maybe so. You know, I worked the corner. So whoever was there, the money right, Quake there every night. I told him I'd do a show for the Klan, long as they let me go. And she's the optional. As long as they let me go after the set. That's how I work it.
How was your time during this pandemic?
Hey, man, I still was working, man. I'm a frontline worker. I was there. So when the red state opened it up, I was there. So I was working. Need my mask, hand sanitizer. I've been taking gammas all my life. I done slept with a lot of women with a fever. So, coronavirus. I done made love to a lot of women with pneumonia. And sneezing all over. So, you know, this ain't nothing new to me.
Speaking of women, from what I understand, you have four kids and you're a single dad.
No, man. I had four, but one turned out to be a counterfeit baby. Wasn't mine, so I'm down to three.
Wow. Yeah. Counterfeit? Yeah.
Would you go on Maury or something?
No. The dude who really loved her didn't think that I was, you know, just being a co-parent. So when he found out we didn't have no relationship other than the baby, he went on and broke it to me. Said, man, this really ain't your baby. And I was sad. Then I went into my Maury dance. Nice. And I was sad for about 5 minutes, and I said, look at God. Won't he do it? And I broke up with the little 3-year-old and told him, look here, man. She lied to both of us.
Oh, man. Now, you yourself are one of 10 kids, aren't you?
Oh, it was about 7 of us. It ain't 3 of them were now. My father, I don't claim my father kids.
I mean, when you're living in a family that large, and like you're becoming a young man, you start going out with women. Did they take a look at you and go, you know what? I don't want to spend time with this guy because he's going to want lots and lots of babies.
No, I mean, I'm the perfect contraceptive, because when they look at me before I made it, boy, they're like, nah, I don't have no baby with this kid. So, no, I could have had a Partridge Family full of people with women. I turn them off like that. I'm not a good closer.
You know,
certain men are good closers. You know, once you get them in the hotel room, they fall in love with mine. I get women in the hotel room. We still negotiating.
Well, you brought up contraceptives, and this may be false because I found it on Wikipedia. Did your mother give you the nickname Earthquake?
Yes. She said, when you take any kind of precautions not to have a child and you still have one, there's nothing else you can name but a natural disaster. Yeah, that was quite funny. Now, the reason I named my name Earthquake is because I didn't have confidence. I said, if this didn't work out, I wouldn't mess up my name. So, you know, like, ain't you Earthquake? I was like, no, my name is Nathaniel Stoneman. I don't know that dude. So it didn't work out. I didn't have any confidence, so I didn't use my real name. So I said, if it didn't work out, I still have my good name.
Now, from what I understand, you're a big fan of Alicia Keys. What does she do for you? What's her, the big turn on with her?
Man, she everything you can dream of, man. She just married to the wrong guy. I'm still sitting outside waiting on her. Yeah, she is perfection. Every man has their ideal perfection woman. The woman that they perfect, that's it. And she is just it. Man, she's everything. I met her one time when I had my own radio show in New York, and I got to hug her, and then I had to let her go because it was kind of Me Too-ish. I had to let her go. You know, they was like, let her go. You're going to HR. I said, well, take me wherever you're going to take me. But yeah, she's the best. She's the best.
Oh, God. Where are you originally from?
I'm from Washington, D.C.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. You know,
yeah,
okay.
Southeast. The real part of D.C. where they don't march at. We ain't got to worry about putting no fences up there, because believe me, they ain't coming over there. Insurrection is where I live at. Believe me. Let me know insurrection where I live at. The homeless dudes don't even come over there. They said, man, I'm homeless, but I ain't stupid.
Well, Earthquake is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for 4 shows, 7 and 9 p.m. Tickets are available through souljoles.com. Earthquake, it was a pleasure getting to talk to you. Thank you so much. Welcome to the show and welcome to Pennsylvania.
Buy me a drink because I'm going to get drunk.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So, Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about dress codes when you go out to dinner?
I don't mind because I like to get dressed up.
Okay. All right. So you would be fine with going to a restaurant, no sweatsuits, no workout attire, no sweatshirts?
Sure. Of course.
All right. Well, there's a restaurant here in Philadelphia. As a matter of fact, there's a few of them. It's called Steak 48. I don't know if you ever heard of this place.
Not really.
All right. Well, not only is there a $100 minimum on food purchase...
Now, that I don't like.
Okay. All right. But they have, these are some of the restrictions that they put up in this place. Now, like I said, no sweatsuits, work attire, or sweatshirts. Okay. No bustier or corset tops unless worn under a waist-length jacket.
All right. What? All right. Right. That's fine.
No overly bare midriffs or excessive cleavage. Taylor, you're out completely. You are out completely. Someday Taylor's going to buy a shirt that meets her pants. All right. No excessively frayed or torn clothing. No clothing emitting offensive odors like cologne, perfume, tobacco, or marijuana.
Come on. All
right. They have odor restrictions?
Yeah, they have odor restrictions.
What year is it?
Right, I know. No hats for men, ball caps for women, or bandanas.
Okay, yeah. Some of that stuff's
probably a good idea.
Is body odor acceptable?
I guess so. Okay. Only if you smell like vegetable soup. You know, so. I don't know what it is. There's some people that, like, their body odor smells like vegetable soup.
I was in gym class.
All right.
I get it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What do you say we have a rock and roll party?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Shut it down.
MGK.
He will be appearing at the Hard Rock Casino on a Sunday night for two shows at 7 and 10 o'clock. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. He is Bobby Lee's one and only friend. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us this morning is Andrew Santino. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, that is true. I am Bobby's only friend. And he pays me very well to be his friend. Good money. It's very good month.
Now, does he pay you in Korean cash? It's Asian Pacific month, so we should honor him.
It's actually all done in Bitcoin. I suggested Bitcoin because I wanted to lose at the end of the day. I said, give me Ethereum and Dogecoin. And I put all my money back into GameStop, and I think it's going really well, to be honest with you. I've lost 650 grand. But.
which obviously you're making the small comedy money.
That's right. It's just a couple of bucks here and there. I'm actually coming to the Hard Rock for the food and the entertainment. They're not paying me out there. So.
I see.
Maybe you could sell Bobby as an NFT.
That's exactly. Yeah. Trust me, it would. Unfortunately, it would sell. A nude rotating little Korean NFT would sell very well.
So how have you been? You have not been here for a while, but then again, nobody's been here for a while. How are things for you?
Things are okay, man. I'm happy. Life is good. We're so excited to be back out and, like, maskless, alive, living a normal life again. I'm beyond excited for that. And touring again, finally. This is only my third date. So I'm excited to get back out, man. We're so tired of being trapped up in the house. So I can't wait to go to Atlantic City, and I'm going to be kissing everybody on the mouth because I already had COVID. I already got through it, so I'll be free to do whatever I want. You know?
Okay, all right. So you're real excited. Your third show. All right. How many more shows do you have to do before you become just another bitter comic?
I'm already there. I'm putting on a show. You know?
I see.
You know, until everything gets like super normal, and then I will become annoyed at the smallest stuff like traffic and humans and lines. It'll kick back in at some point. Wait, just put me in a couple more airports for the next year or two, and then I'll be pissed again.
Okay. We've got a couple of things in common, and let me start with this one. I notice on your podcast that there's a bottle of Blanton's on the table.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh,
now, is Blanton's your brand, or is this just the bottle you were going through at that point in time? I'm a bourbon guy from before you were born. That's how long I've been drinking bourbon. I didn't wait for the phase.
1876 was the year of our Lord is when you were born, and I can't believe you've made it this far. I'm a big bourbon guy. I went to the distillery. They took me on a tour down there. This is a pro tip for anybody that goes down there to Kentucky. Mm-hmm. You're only allowed to have one drink in the startup bar, like, before the tour. And all you have to do is leave and go back in and say you just started a tour. And I did that about 13 times.
Oh, so it's like buying beer in Pennsylvania.
Correct.
I won 2 6-packs. Okay. All right, you're going to have to leave and come right back.
It's true. You do. That's as easy as that. And then I got a little smash and took the tour and I stole stuff. And they caught me, but life goes on. You know.
Now, the other thing is you're Sicilian. I'm Sicilian myself. And I was saying to Steve, I have never in my entire life encountered a redheaded Sicilian. Let me widen it out. A redheaded Italian that didn't dye their hair that color.
No, this is not. Nobody dyes their hair this color. You know that. This is not chosen. No one picks orange. No one goes down to the grocery store and the cosmetics aisle and picks never get laid red. That's not the choice of color of anybody. But I'm half Irish and half Italian, and my mother was trying to get back at her father, and this is what happens. You sleep with the biggest, dirty Sicilian in town, and you make a full-size leprechaun. I'm almost 6'2". I'm a lengthy leprechaun, as they say. I'm the biggest one they've ever seen.
I saw Rudy from the Bad Friends podcast, and she didn't think you were the most appealing man on the planet.
Yeah, well, Rudy's Bobby's, I guess it's like his niece, so to speak.
Okay.
She has become a massive fixture on the show, and we can't get rid of her now. She's incredible. I think she's like one of the greatest finds we've ever had. It's kind of like some of the co-hosts that you've had over the years. They're, you know, you pay them nothing. You abuse them mentally and physically, and you get what you get out of them until you don't need them. And what do? We throw them away. That's that easy. You just use them.
Is there another way?
No. No, that's it. How else can we live?
Right. We've got somebody a lot like her on our show, Taylor, who is also really good at making poor choices in men. Taylor is a beautiful young woman, but she thinks Larry David, Dr. Phil, and Seth Rogen are really appealing men.
That's her men of choice. Are those the most attractive men? Is she blind? Or does she have vision issues?
She's blonde, but not blind.
Well, that's one and the same. At some point, you know, they say physically blonde, mentally blind. That's kind of the old adage that they've said for years. But you know what? I will say, honestly, maybe she just knows what she's doing and she likes their wallets instead of their figure. You know what I mean? All of those people have a significant amount of money. You didn't name anybody poor, I noticed. Well, women don't like poor and ugly. You can't be poor and ugly. You can be ugly, but you got to have a thick wallet, and then everything kind of evens out, you know? Look, you're talking to me. I have a beautiful wife at the house, and it's only because I've made a couple of bucks. But she's threatened to leave me multiple times if I don't, you know, put some more money in the old bank account for her, you know?
Just remember, if she leaves, you sell that Bobby NFT, and she'll be right back.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And you're getting none of that, by the way. Just because you gave me the idea doesn't mean I owe you anything.
Now we need to talk. I don't play golf, right? But these two do. But these two do. And from what I understand, you are part of the threesome. Brad Williams, Chris.
Oh, yeah. I love those guys.
They're
so much fun.
What is that like? Because we've got Porter's point of view, right? And we've gotten Williams' point of view. Let's hear your point of view of this threesome.
Well, I wish you would stop calling me a threesome because my wife is going to hear at some point. But, you know, it's actually really wonderful. People that don't know, both great comedians. Brad, of course, is a little person. And Chris, of course, is a skinny person. And I'm, of course, a normal person. It's a great threesome. We play from the tips, which means the championship tees, the farthest back you go. And we drop Brad off at a putt-putt, a little putt-putt course, and we pick him up when we're done to make it fair. It's actually pretty incredible. Brad is a very good golfer, and, man, you know, they say it's compression. It's compact. You have to be small and compact, and he compresses the ball very well. But it's good to golf with those two amigos.
While we're on that topic, where do you stand in terms of this new hoopla between Koepka and DeChambeau? What team
I love
are you on?
Every single second of it. I'm just team drama. I love watching these guys get at each other. Because I got to tell you, this is what makes sports great in any other faction, basketball, baseball, hockey. It's great to watch rivalries, and golf has lacked it for so long. Yeah. You know, I mean, we haven't had a great I hate you, I want to take you down rivalry in golf because it's supposed to be prim and proper. I love watching these guys go at it. I'm team Koepka only because I know he's got a more heated attitude, and he's kind of a hothead. So I want to see him use it and do something about it. I want to see him actually win.
Golf hasn't been able to have these rivalries because they've been so focused on fashion for so long.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yes, it's more about how you look than how you play. You know that. We all know that. It doesn't matter how many balls you hit out of bounds. As long as the balls in your pants look good in the pants that you're wearing. That's what they say.
Well, Andrew Santino is appearing this Sunday night for two shows at the Hard Rock. Finally, there's comedy at the Hard Rock again. Shows are at 7 and 10 o'clock. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. Are you going to come in early and play some golf, or are you just going to come in and, you know, watch the roulette table spin?
You know what? I sadly won't be able to play because I've got my schedule, unfortunately, tight right now.
That's probably good because Rich Voss will be desperate to get at you, and you don't want to experience that.
No. I'll be on a plane before he can find out where I'm at.
Yeah, because before he can spit at you.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's going to drool all over your clubs.
Yeah.
John DeBella.
Oh, my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
SageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.